Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Brandon Mitchell is making his first appearance on our program today. If the name sounds familiar, he was the 2013 Ultimate Gospel Artist Showcase winner. But this year, he has a brand new single called You Are God, along with the group SWAP, which are Singers with a Purpose. We're going to talk to him not only about the new single, but what it's been like for him to share the message about not only the allness of God, but also how God really wants to be our friend. Brandon, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus, and thank you so much for having me on. It's truly a blessing to be able to talk to you all today. So I thank you so much for having me and looking forward to a great conversation.
Amen. Same here. Well, congratulations, first of all, on the single You Are God, as I mentioned. That's the single that you began this month off with. It's a great song. We'll be listening to it a little bit later, and as well as telling our listeners how they can get it for themselves. But, Brandon, I want to go back to last year because, as I mentioned, of course, you were the showcase winner for Ultimate Gospel Artist Showcase. When you look at what's happened since then, and you've looked at how people are not only paying attention to Brandon Mitchell and SWAP, but also getting the message, how has it made you feel not only as an artist, but also a messenger for the gospel?
It's an overwhelming feeling to know that God sees something in you first and foremost, and that he's chosen you out of so many people. I'm a young artist, only 27 years old. I've been ministering for 8 years, but for God to put us on a platform like he's done, and for him to use platforms like the Ultimate Gospel Artist Showcase, and that allowed us to go to the Stellar Awards and sing on the Yes Lord Radio Showcase. So God has really just opened so many doors. And if he can use me, I know that he can use anybody. It's just an overwhelming and awesome experience. And we're just really blessed and happy to be chosen and just so thankful that God saw something in us and he's allowing us to show our ministry to the rest of the world.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that is the amazing thing. And I think this is why this conversation is so important, Brandon, because there are people out there that have allowed the world and the things of the world to tell them what they are not. This song, I Think You Are God, as well as even your testimony, shows people in God what we are. Has that been one of the blessings for you to be able to really encourage people to know that God loves them, he wants the best for them, and he has blessings in store for them?
Absolutely. The song really actually lets you know that God loves you in spite of your situation, in spite of your circumstance. He
right.
still loves you. He's still there. And he's a friend always. No matter how far away you think you are from God, he's always right there with you. And the only thing you have to do is turn back to him and trust in him. So the message in the song to be being delivered to someone, all the praise, all the glory for what he's doing, and we just pray that he continues to blow on the single like he's doing now, and that it continues to be a blessing to his people.
Right, right. Well, let's go back a little bit. As I mentioned, you know, 2013 is when you won the showcase. You know, when did you first realize, you mentioned, of course, you know, almost a decade, you know, in being able, you know, to share the message of God's love and blessings. When did you first realize that God had a purpose for your life, Brandon?
Just to share a little bit of my testimony with you all, I was a sports fanatic in junior high and high school. When I was in seventh grade, I ran varsity cross country. So I was in middle school running for the high school. But my ninth grade year, I was in a really bad car accident. I broke my leg in six places. I was hit by a drunk driver, broke my leg in six places, had collapsed lung. And God really used that time to sit me down. It was during that period of where I was sat down, I was on crutches for 9 months, really couldn't do anything, that I found out who he was for myself. First and foremost, I found him to be a healer.
Right.
I wasn't the only one that was in the car wreck. It was me, my younger brother, and one of my cousins. We were all in the car together. And like I said, we were hit head on, by a 1960s Ford pickup truck. And if you know anything about those old trucks, they're completely steel. So
right.
For God to keep us all through that, my brother had a broken arm, broken ribs. My cousin Sean, all of her extremities were broken. And all of us teenagers, and my brother is about 6 years old, for God to keep us through all that, he showed me that he was a healer. And then in that process, that took me away from what I thought I wanted to do as far as sports. And that's when God continued to grow my gift of music. And when I tell you, one day I was just at the school in the band hall, sitting down at the piano, and instantly just began to play, instantly. It was nothing but God-given. So I give him all the credit. And he just used that time to sit me down to really focus my mind and my spirit completely on him. So it was all the way back then in ninth grade when I started, or when he started to cultivate the gift in me, then moved on to college. I went to Alcorn State University majoring in music performance. My freshman year, we were on tour in New York, concert choir tour in New York, and we were singing at Carnegie Hall. During this time, the Voices of Citadel, the James Hall Church Choir from Chicago, were releasing their first album, and God really pressed on me the whole time I was there. We went to Brooklyn, went to the CD release, and that's when God showed me what he wanted me to do as far as ministry. I got back to Alcorn with a group of friends in April of 2006. That's when we started this ministry, and 8 years later, here we are, still giving God the praise. So,
right.
if, like I said, if God can use me, he can use anybody, and I'm just thankful, just so thankful that he continues to use us and that he continues to see something in us.
Exactly. And now you're able to share that testimony and also that love of God with others. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking today with Brandon Mitchell. He, of course, is Brandon Mitchell of Brandon Mitchell and SWAT Singers with a Purpose. We're talking to him not only about the ministry of music that he's been able to share, but also what it's been like for him to see that the message is really not only resonating with others, but also inspiring them. Let's go back to the single, You Are God. I'm going to have my producer go ahead and get it prepped. You know, one of the things I said in my review on Amazon.com, and I was listening to the song the first time that it was introduced to me, I thought, you know what, this is the perfect message for anybody who feels as though they're going through life alone. Is that one of the things that you think as well, Brandon, that this song really shows that really none of us are alone? We all have a great comforter there for us to be able to give us everything that we need in the world.
Absolutely. We have a great comforter through any circumstance, through any situation, be it good, be it bad, he's always there. He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He's everything. And this song is, I think it's truly a blessing to the believer, but as well the non-believer.
Right.
If a non-believer hears this song and just listen to the lyrics, they can understand and know who God is just based off the words. I didn't want it to be anything hard. It's a very simple message, and it's just giving him the praise just for being who he is. Just speaks to the essence of just who he is and how awesome and great he is to us.
Exactly. Want to definitely thank Chandra Wise for introducing me to you, Brandon, as well as to the single. Here it is. Here is You Are God. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Brandon right after this. You all stay with us.
You are God. What a friend is he, Jesus, my true friend indeed. What an honor, privilege, just to call his name. Jesus, my King of kings, you're the one who died for me.
You are God.
you have You Are God, of course, that's by Brandon Mitchell and Swap Singers with the Purpose. We've actually been speaking with Brandon not only about that single and the message, but also what it's been like for him to share the message of God and also, of course, the encouragement from God with others through music. Now, let's talk about the response, Brandon. I mean, you are able to now, of course, like the rest of the world, use the platform that is the Internet to be able to not only share the single like we've been doing today, but also to share the message of God. What has it been like for you to hear from people who you've never met, not only about how your music is ministering to them, but also how the message is reaching them just where they need to be?
I really can't explain the overwhelming joy I get from people receiving the message that God gave me to give to them, or God gave my group to give to them. It's overwhelming. It actually just shows you how much power everyone has with the Internet, not just me. It could be easily good for used for good or bad. So I just appreciate the gift that we have as far as social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media outlets and the Internet. This is actually my sophomore record, but this is actually the first project or the first song that we've actually had that was digitally distributed online. So to God be the glory, we're just excited. We're just excited that someone can hear what we're doing here in Mississippi, and it's always great to be a light in darkness to people of our generation. So we're just thankful, excited, happy, all of that good stuff that the rest of the world can hear what we're doing for him in Jackson, Mississippi.
Right. You know, you bring up a really good point when you talk about our generation because, you know, you shared with us your testimony when this kind of all happened for you, Brandon. And then, of course, now, of course, it is the younger generation that really uses all of these various platforms online. Do you also think that your story really shows that you don't have to be a certain age for God to use you and you don't have to be at a certain position in your life to be ready for God, that it really is about opening your heart to him wherever you are right now?
Absolutely. It's all about just being available to him. It's all about being available to him. So if you open your heart, if you receive God and you're available for him, I like to say, my dad always says, everyone has a calling. It doesn't have to be music. It can be evangelism. It can be street teams. It can be whatever. You have a calling to draw. Whatever, you just use your gift for him. That's the only thing that you have to do. Watch God move and watch him continue to bless you by using your gift for him.
There you go. That is the thing. Another thing that song talks about is, you know, through the joy, you know, that God is there, that you are God. You know, and I think, you know, when people are going through things, you know, it's very easy to praise God, to thank God when things are good. But I think when you're going through the challenges, I think sometimes it's very easy for us to think, you know, well, God has abandoned us or where is God. But I think that song also shares, Brandon, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, that in spite of the situation, as you said earlier, you know, whether the sun is shining or not, just knowing that God is there is enough for us to have faith in him.
Absolutely. Just knowing that he's there is enough for us to have faith in him. Be it good times, be it bad times, knowing that he can do everything. And even if he doesn't do it, just knowing that he can.
Right.
He's always there, knowing that everything works out for the good of them that love the Lord. And if we remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength, we can get through anything. We can endure anything. So this message just speaks to everyone, speaks to the happy times, it speaks to the good times. We just have to realize who God is and reverence and worship him just for being that constant being in our lives. Too many times people are in and out. Your friends might change based on your situation, but God, like the song says, is a friend until the end. Through any circumstance, through any situation, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So we're just blessed and we're just happy, and we just hope that the message in this song, you know, change people's minds and change people's hearts to let them know that they're never alone, that God is always there with them.
Exactly. I think that is it. And I think if they can really get that, then they'll know that there's nothing that they can't go through, Brandon. I think that is the great thing about that message.
There's nothing that they can't go through, and that's the first step in starting the rest of your life. Once you realize and believe and know that God is in complete control of everything, the good and the bad, and the steps of a just man are ordered by the Lord. You can go through anything. You can endure anything. And through him, all things are possible.
Exactly. There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who knows that personally, as you heard him say in his own personal testimony. Again, everyone, Brandon Mitchell has been our guest of Brandon Mitchell and SWAT, that Singers with a Purpose. We've been talking to him not only about his own ministry and how it began, but also how he was able to experience the realness of God for himself, and now he's able to share that with others in other ways, especially through his new single, You Are God. Brandon, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and the group, as well as how they can get the single for themselves.
Absolutely. You can stay in contact with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at B.A. Mitchell, SWAP, all one word, and any of those social media websites. Again, that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at B.A. Mitchell, SWAP. Also, you can pick up the single on any online distribution outlet, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby, you name it, it's there. So please support our ministry, and I hope it's a blessing to you.
All right. Well, congratulations again to you, Brandon, and thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much for having us on, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, and we thank all of you for joining us as well. Again, everyone, that was Brandon Mitchell of Brandon Mitchell and SWAP. The single is available now, You Are God. I posted my review on Amazon.com. Definitely encourage anyone else who gets it. You can get it for less than a buck. You can go over there to Amazon.com, be able to and do the one click there, and then make sure you share your thoughts and also share the message as well, because it definitely is an inspiring one, reminding us that no matter what we're going through in life, no matter where we are in our lives, that God is there, and no matter what, that God is who he is and all that we need in our times that we're going through in the world. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation with Brandon, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. We have it posted on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or even twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And I actually tagged Brandon's Facebook and Twitter pages on my page, so you can find it easily there. You can also, of course, make sure you like the Brandon Mitchell and SWAP page there on Facebook, as well as make sure you're following Brandon, as he mentions, on Twitter as well. That's going to do it for us for this segment. For our radio listeners, I'll be back with you guys at the bottom of the hour. I'll be talking to the gospel recording group Live Ray. They'll be making their second appearance on our program. For our online listeners through Blog Talk Radio, I'll be back with you guys at the top of the hour. I'll be speaking with legendary coach Jim Johnson, not only about his amazing story that made national news, but also his new book, A Coach and a Miracle. We'll talk to him not only about how his own journey with an autistic boy really helped to change, I think, the idea for people as to what a miracle looks like, as well as what's possible for them in their own lives. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.